Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong, that would not make it any less. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. This last Thursday it was raining, and I took my sad, sorry, little workout routine inside to the rec center at the Tech campus. And I had the place pretty much to myself for a little while until, because it was raining, the track team showed up. And this is a little eighth of a mile track, four lanes wide. It got pretty crowded with 15 or 20 pretty near Olympic caliber athletes running around where I'm plotting my little thing. And they're doing interval training, which means that they sprint around and then they walk for about 15 feet and then they sprint again. And I'm just plodding along. And during one of their little walking pieces, I'm walking next to them. I said, it feels kind of like I'm running backwards. And one of them said, yeah, you kind of are. And I know that it was meant in a good Christian way. And a little while later, they were lining up to do their next sprint, and I kind of had to work my way through the crowd, and I said, I'm really sorry. And somebody said, you're fine. You're fine. And I thought, no, I'm not. I'm slow, I'm old, and I'm in the way. I'm not fine. And yet, we are. But it's a tough sell sometimes. That's why we need baptism every once in a while, because that is the message of the sacrament of holy baptism. You belong. We want you. We need you. You're fine. Which is sometimes a tough sell. It's sometimes a tough sell, maybe if you're 12 or 13, because you get a lot of mixed messages when you're 12 or 13, you know? There's some things that you can't do because you're not old enough, and there's some things that you need to stop doing because you're too old. And you go, what's up with all this? And it's confusing. And you wonder whether you're fine. So this is a good age to baptize, 12 years old or so, because you need to hear the message. You are. Now, if you like being 12 or 13 with all those mixed messages, you're going to love being 45. Same thing. Wait a minute. The kids are gone. The dog just died. What do I do next? And if you love being 45, you're going to love the time when it comes to make friends with the Social Security Administration. Same thing. Transition. Uncertainty. And the overpowering need for one message. You're fine. Still. And always. And of course, every day is a mini transition of those types. But these are sort of predictable. But the message is important. You're fine. You're fine because, first of all, you are part of something bigger than you, whether that be a family, or a church, or an athletic team, or a work group, or any other conglomerate of people that the sum of which is greater, the whole of which is greater than the sum of its parts. Couldn't manage it without you. Got a colleague who's coming up for promotion to professor from associate professor, and the cornerstone of her case is her partnership with a grant that was given to her in the department by the National Science Foundation for $500,000. That's a huge grant for social science. And we were discussing, the senior faculty were discussing the merits of her case after she made the presentation and left the room. And I said, you know what, there's $500,000 reasons to promote this woman. And somebody else said, well, not all those are on her. And I said, that's right. But that $500,000 would be zero without her. And that's true for every group to which we belong. It would be much less without us. Because these groups to which we belong, whether it be church or family or school or work or any other, they give us a collected identity. And we're fine because we have an integral part in all of our groups, and we're also fine because we have this larger identity called church or last name and so on. Now, in church, this body of Christ, we all have the same last name, as it turns out. You may have noticed that when Reagan was baptized, she was baptized as Reagan Claire, because her last name is the same as all the rest of ours, Child of God. We are a part of something much greater than ourselves, and that identity matters. There's an experiment that was done several decades ago. Researchers rigged up a blood pressure cuff, and we all know what that's about, with little raised hard knobs on the inside so that when it got cranked up, it inflicted pain. And the purpose of the experiment was to test pain tolerance. Now, you have a hard time doing that today, but they worked this out. So they cranked this up on subjects and got a baseline pain tolerance number, because there's a gauge on the blood pressure thing, and that was the start. And then they told everybody in the group, oh, we forgot to mention, in previous studies of this type, and we've done hundreds, Jews are wimps. They score less on pain tolerance study, which was, of course, a lie. But guess what happened to the Jewish respondents on the retest? Come on, crank it. We'll show you. Because our collective identity is even more powerful than ourselves individually. We're fine because we have unique skills that contribute to the whole, and that we are part of something much greater than ourselves. And thirdly, we're fine because we always get a second chance. That is the relentless message of the New Testament. The best example I know, and one I talk about a lot, the most grievous sin committed by the biggest, baddest disciple was St. Peter's trifold denial of Jesus on the night of his death. He was chagrined when he understood that Jesus' prediction had come true, that he had failed his master in ways that he said he never would. And yet, shortly after the resurrection, he meets Jesus, and Jesus said, "Oh, your job is to feed my lambs." And it doesn't say so in the scripture, but if I'd been Peter, I would have said, "What, still?" That's right, because it's never about your worst day. It's always about the next day. On the subject of the Chicago Cubs, it isn't about the 100-plus years of worst days. It's about the next day. And what's interesting so far, they've played 5 games in the playoffs, won 4 of them. The most valuable player on the team, and maybe the MVP of the National League, is Anthony Rizzo, who bats third and plays first base. In the 5 games they've played so far, Anthony Rizzo is 1-for-19. Not terribly good, but I will surmise that between today and the day the Cubs win the World Series, they've only got to win 7 more games, you will hear that Anthony Rizzo had the next day, because that's the opportunity we all get. It is never about the worst day, it's about the next day, and that's how we know we're fine. I have a visual to kind of close this off. I took this picture in Washington, D.C., and I'll explain it because it's a little hard to see at this distance. What you see are 2 stop signs about 10 feet apart, and underneath the stop sign in the back, it says right turn only. And on the stop sign, it says no right turn. What? It was taken in Washington, D.C. Come on. What are you going to... Have you ever felt paralyzed by competing sets of instructions when you're 12? When you're 45? When you're applying for Social Security? No right turn only. What the picture doesn't show, because it's quite frankly artfully cropped, is that just behind the bigger of the 2 stop signs is an access road in a park, which goes to the left. And the road on the street goes to the right. And you can go either way from this spot. When you're stuck in the middle of no right turn only, by something you've done, by something you forgot to do, by something you couldn't prevent, there's always a road in the back. and a new set of choices, down which, when you put one foot ahead of the other the next day, you know again and for sure, you're fine. Amen.